missing daily is when people go out grouse hunting this time of year, they often find grouse to shoot and bring home and eat. And that's a fun thing to do in the fall, to hunt grouse. And I've been doing it here in the interior for, 50, 60 years. And I've put a lot of grouse in the freezer and on the table and fed my family with a lot of grouse. And so this is the time of the year when you should be out there in the morning looking for grouse. But this year, it's been my experience that the grouse population is very, very low. I've found very few grouse, and the people I have talked to have been finding very few grouse. I know people that are out there in the mornings, and they're not finding grouse. And this is the time when you should find them. We've had a good frost, and the birds are feeding on berries this time of year. And they generally come to the dirt roads, the old cart roads, and they peck some gravel for their gizzard to grind up the seeds in the berries that they eat. And so you should be able to walk or drive an old dirt or cart road and find grouse this time of the year. Unfortunately, with the grouse population low, we aren't finding very many grouse. It's still good to get out there in the morning and enjoy the sunrise and the beautiful fall mornings here in Fairbanks, Alaska. I've noticed that hare season is open as well. And if you're out there grouse hunting and you can find a hare, you can shoot him and take that hare home and eat it for supper. They are good. And the season is open. And I don't believe there's a limit on hare. You can only shoot 15 grouse a day in this area, but I don't believe there's a limit on hare. You can shoot all you can find, but I haven't found that many hare this year either. The hare seem to be just about as scarce as the grouse, and so I wonder about the scarcity. Well, what I do see out there in the morning are fox. I find lots of foxes. Some mornings I'll see six or eight foxes, and that's high. I don't normally see so many foxes in this area. And so I wonder if all those foxes are out there eating grouse and hares. And if they are, that would explain partly why we're not seeing grouse and hares when we're out there in the morning looking for a meal for supper. But it means it will be a good season for the fox trappers. We have the Alaska Trappers Association Fairbanks chapter here, and they meet at the Dog Mushers Hall on Farmers Loop the second Tuesday of every month in the evening. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock, and they usually have a meal offered before that. But it's usually an interesting meeting. But here's an opportunity for the Alaska trappers in the Fairbanks area to cut down on the population of foxes during this coming fox trapping season. And if they can eliminate some of the foxes, then maybe the grouse and the hares will have an opportunity to bring their populations back up. We expect that's when the springtime comes, the grouse will be mating and raising chicks, and the hares will be mating also and raising. What do the hares raise? They raise leverets. Leverets. There's an odd name, leverets. But baby snowshoe hares are called leverets when they're small. And we want the snowshoe hares to raise lots of leverets, which will grow up to be adult snowshoe hare for next fall and winter when we're out there collecting the snowshoe hare for our meals. So anyway, I charged the Alaska Trappers Association to turn their efforts to fox this fall and winter because the fox population is high. It shouldn't be hard to trap a lot of foxes in this area this year. And you'll be doing the wildlife manager a big favor because you'll be cutting down the competition on the grouse and hares. You cut down on the fox, and we'll have more grouse and we'll have more hares, and that means we'll be able to harvest more of them without harming the population. Now, I don't mean to say there are no grouse out there. There are grouse out there, but there are very few from what I've seen, and I've seen many, many years with a lot more grouse than what we have right now. This seems to be a very low point in the cycle of grouse that seems to go up and down every 9 or 10 years. It reaches a peak and then crashes down, and it looks like right now it's down. So I'm suggesting that you go out there and look for them just the same, and don't hesitate to shoot a grouse and take it home and eat it, because you're not really affecting the population with your grouse shooting. There are so many grouse all over Alaska that they will fill in any spot where there isn't grouse. As long as there's some good food and cover there, the grouse will move in and they will live there. So don't hesitate to harvest what little we harvest around the population areas. And there are lots of grouse out there in the outback, shall I say, of Alaska. They're out there. There are lots of grouse out there, and they will fill in wherever you shoot the grouse. Anyway, that's my clue for hunting right now. Do your shooting out in the woods in the early morning, and shoot a grouse or a hare, and take them home and eat them. They are good. And I generally, there are lots of ways to eat grouse. You can draw the innards out and stuff them and skin them and roast them in the oven like a turkey, or I like the simple way of slicing the breast meat off, and I just saute the breast meat in a pan, covered pan, with some olive oil. And you only have to cook it 10, maybe no more than 15 minutes, and it comes out tender and tasty, no matter what kind of grouse it is. We have three grouse here in this area, the spruce grouse, the ruffed grouse, and the sharp-tail grouse. And they're all very good. They're just slightly different, but they're all very good to eat. So that's my suggestion. Get out there and shoot some grouse, whatever you can find, but at least go and look for them in the early mornings. It's a beautiful thing to do in the morning, and look for snowshoe hare at the same time. Well, I'm looking at the clock, and it must be pretty near time for our first break. I usually hear some music coming up when it's time for the first break. So we need to say hello to our sponsors and thank them for sponsoring this program. So I'm going to turn it back over to Troy, and I'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Keep it here for more Shooter's Corner after this.
Winter has never been known to be a subtle season. It's never going to ask your permission if he could sneak in a day early for a hard frost. That's like expecting a rhinoceros to grow a conscience, right? So when winter shows up, don't be surprised. Protect your RV now with Arctic RV's complete RV winterizing package. Your RV's water system protected all season long means peace of mind and no unnecessary spring repairs. Prices start at only $110 at 30th and Pegger. Rough it in style. Arctic RV.
Hi, Steve at Auto Trim Design here. I'm still doing yard work, fishing in the river, and enjoying the warm weather. Yet we all know that old man winter is just around the corner. Now's the time to get your auto start moose lights and heated seats before the big rush at Auto Trim Design. Make an appointment today at Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman. And remember, as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim.
This is Mark Levin. Don't miss the Mark Levin Show weekdays from 3 to 6 right here on KFAR Radio.
Well, there's the theme song, which means we're back to Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner. The telephone number is 458-8255. Give me a call if you have any questions or comments. And if you have any topic that you want me to talk about, just give me a call and tell me. And we'll talk about it. And if I don't know much about your topic, I'll research it, and we can talk about it next week. But right now I want to talk about the upcoming events here in Fairbanks. And the two that I think are important are the gun show at the university of Alaska, and the open house at the Fish and Game Shooting Range on College Road. Now, it's almost October. I think Tuesday is the first day of October, and both of these events are in October. I hope you already have your calendar marked on the 12th and 13th of October. That is the gun show at the Patty Building at the University of Alaska. It goes from 10 until 5 on Saturday and 10 until 4 on Sunday, both days. And there is a fee to get in and pay it willingly, because that money goes to the University of Alaska Rifle Team and the Tenino Valley Sportsmen's Association. Those are the two groups who get together and put on this gun show twice a year. They do it in the fall and in the spring. And it's going to take place on the 12th and 13th of October. And there will be lots of tables there with lots of guns and other shooting stuff. But the interesting thing this year is that I will be there, and I will have a table, and I will be signing and selling my autobiography. I've been touting my autobiography all summer long, and I will continue to until Christmas. I published it in April, and I've already sold over 500, and I want to finish selling the first 1,000 by Christmas. And I want you to know that I don't make any money from selling this book. I have put a lot of money into publishing this book, and so has my co-author, Laura Berkowitz. We have put a lot of money into publishing this book, and when the book sells, it sells for $20. When the book sells for $20, all that $20 goes into the Shooting Scholarship Endowment Fund at the University of Alaska, so that money will be providing scholarships for rifle shooters long into the future, long after you and I are dead and gone. That money will still be there, earning interest, which will pay for scholarships for the university shooters. So make your plans to go to the gun show, either the 12th or 13th or both, and stop by my table and say hello. I will also have two guns on my table. Now, there are lots of guns on lots of tables at a gun show, but I will only have two guns on my table. And these guns are not for sale. They are for you to look at and handle and fondle. And I want you to see these guns. I want you to look at them. They are both very, very fine guns. One is an old Colt Python 357 Magnum revolver with a 6-inch barrel. It's in like new condition, and I've recently bought it. It was very expensive, but it's a beautiful old gun, and they don't make Colt Pythons anymore, and I'm certain they never will. But at the time this Colt Python was made, it was the finest revolver made in the world at that time. And it may still be the finest revolver ever made in the world. Who knows? But the other gun that I will have on the table is a Korth revolver. That's K-O-R-T-H. It's made in Germany. It's a very fine revolver. Very fine. I would venture to say it's the finest revolver made in the world today. And that's not putting down the people like Smith & Wesson and Ruger and Taurus. They make very fine revolvers. But this Korth is top of the line. It's got a 4-inch, mine has a 4-inch barrel, and it's imported from Germany. Korth revolvers have been made for many, many years, and they are carried by many of the law enforcement officers in Europe. And they're made in Germany, and they're very finely made by excellent gunsmiths. The gun comes, if you want it, the gun comes with two cylinders. One is for a 357 Magnum, which will also shoot 38 special ammunition. But if you want to change cylinders, which is very easy, just push a button, you can put in a cylinder that will shoot 9mm ammunition. Now, that's normally a semi-automatic gun, but this gun is built so that it will fire the semi-automatic ammunition 9mm. All you have to do is put in a 9mm cylinder. Now, when I bought this gun, I bought it brand new. It's imported into this country by an outfit in Alabama, and I bought it through a local gunsmith from them. And I only bought the 357 Magnum cylinder. I did not buy the 9mm cylinder. I really seem to have no use for the 9mm when I have the 357 and the 38 Special. I think those can do everything that the 9mm can do. So I didn't buy the extra cylinder for my gun. But my point is that I think the Korth 357 Magnum revolver is the finest revolver made in the world today. And I have one, and it's brand new. It's been fired just a few times, and it fires beautifully. And those two guns will be on my table at the gun show on the 12th and 13th of October. And you are welcome to come by and handle those guns all you want to. And you'll see what a beautiful gun beautiful guns they are. And I do that for your benefit. But if you decide you will like those guns, be prepared to spend some money. Because Colts today, they don't make the Python anymore, and they never will. But if you want to buy a secondhand Colt Python in really good shape, you're going to pay somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000 for that gun, depending on the gun and the condition. But it's worth it. They're absolutely worth it. And the price is only going to go up in the future because there are only that many Colt Pythons in the country, and there are never going to be any more made. And the Korth revolver is even more expensive than that. The Korth makes three revolvers. They make a small 9mm, which is meant to be concealed carry. And then they make the second model, which is the one I bought, which is called the Mongoose, the 4-inch barrel. I bought that. Then they have a more expensive one with a 6-inch barrel, and it's made for competition. And it's supposed to be the most finely tuned revolver there is, but it's very expensive. The competition model sells for over $5,000, and I got the middle model for only a little over half of that. But they're expensive, as I'm saying, and you may or may not want to put out the money to buy a really, really fine revolver. But here's an opportunity at the Patty Building Gun Show on the 12th and 13th of October to handle and fondle those two guns and see what you think of them, and come by and we'll talk about them, and you can handle them all you want. And the following weekend is Saturday the 19th of October, and that's the day that there will be an open house at the Fish and Game Range on College Road. And they're a little shorter in their hours. It's one day only, Saturday the 19th. And they start at 11 o'clock, and they go until 5. So for those 6 hours, there'll be a lot going on at the Fish and Game Range. You should go there and see what's going on. There'll be all kinds of demonstrations. The junior shooters will be there with their rifles. There will be some pistol shooting clubs putting on demonstrations. There will be lots of things going on, and opportunities to sign up for classes if you want to. There are lots of classes going on at the Fish and Game on College Road. Well, let's see if we can squeeze a call in before the break. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Morning, Joe. It's Rich. How are you doing?
Fine, Rich.
I got a question for you on hunting snowshoe hares.
Yes.
Is there any incidence of tularemia, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, in them up here?
Well, it has been noticed here in the past. I don't know of anything recently, but you should still be careful of it, and hopefully you should wear rubber gloves while you clean the rabbit, but the only problem is if you get a cut on your hand, you might get some of the rabbit's blood mixed with your blood, and that's the only way to catch it. So keep your hands clean and don't get any cuts in your hands, and you shouldn't have any problem.
Still have to examine the liver then to tell, right?
You what?
You still have to examine the liver to see if it has spots on it?
That's one way to tell, yes, but just assume that it's there and be very careful cleaning it.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to find out.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Joe.
Is there another phone call? Let's try to take one more phone call before the break. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Yeah, Joe, I've heard you talk about your course before, and I was just wondering, does that mean that the 9mm bullet is the same diameter as a .357 bullet? In other words,
yes.
It's a barrel?
Yes. The answer to your question is yes. The .357 Magnum, the .38 Special, the 9mm, and the .380 semi-automatic all have the same size bullet, the same diameter.
Okay, well, that's handy to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Do I hear the music? Are we about up to the break? Well, this is the half hour when we have to go to the break and say thank you to the sponsors and listen to the news. But I'll be right back to take your calls at 458-8255, and thank you for calling. I'll be right back.
In a bass voice rich and deep, crooning soft and low.
He always sings a raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in his saddle on a horse that is syncopated.
All the news you'll need in one place. This is KFAR Radio.
I'm having a great time listening to the radio here and just sort of listening to everyone's comments.
660 AM and 97.5 FM.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
I believe the whistleblower is operating in good faith.
Acting National Intelligence Director Joseph McGuire testifying about the complaint regarding a phone call between President Trump and the leader of Ukraine.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff pressed McGuire on why that complaint was not delivered to Congress. McGuire says based on guidance from the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel, the complaint did not meet statutory requirements.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The president once again denies pressuring his counterpart to investigate Joe Biden.
It's another witch hunt. Here we go again.
The complaint triggering an impeachment inquiry. GM restoring health benefits for thousands of workers on strike.
That forced the union to pick up the tab. The UAW not exactly thanking General Motors for this move. It's something they think should have been done all along.
The Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Detroit. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Trump administration has delayed an Obama-era proposal that could allow the federal government to charge for water drawn from reservoirs that it manages. Army Assistant Secretary for Civil Works R.D. James, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, will delay the water supply rule for a minimum of 6 months to better integrate input from stakeholders. Attorney General from a dozen western states sent a letter last month to the Trump administration asking the proposal be withdrawn. And a year after a Nome emergency dispatcher went public with her story of her sexual assault that went ignored by the very police department she worked for, the city faces the threat of new legal action from the ACLU. On Tuesday, the ACLU of Alaska threatened to sue the city of Nome on behalf of Clarice Bunn Hardy for what it described as an utter failure in Hardy's case. The organization accused the city of a pattern of systematic indifference to the sexual assault allegations of dozens of other Alaska Native women. The ACLU asked for a $500,000 settlement for Hardy and hinted that broader legal action could be forthcoming. That's the latest from the news desk. Have a great night.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hi, Steve with Auto Trim Design here. You can start your car with your smartphone with a CompuStar drone mobile system. And here's a hot deal for our cold climate. Have a regular CompuStar T9 or T12 auto start installed. And in addition to the regular remote start system, you'll get that drone mobile start system for free. So see us today at Auto Trim Design for your new drone mobile system. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
When you love the outdoors, fall and winter in Alaska are full of sporting opportunities like small game hunting, predator calling and trapping, and Frontier Outfitters has the Alaska proven outdoor gear you want, plus a great selection of rifles, shotguns, handguns, and ammo. Frontier has all the traps, snares, predator calls, and snowshoes you'll need as well. Need ATV and snow machine accessories? Well, they're right downstairs at Century Hardware. Enjoying fall and winter in Alaska. It starts with a trip to Frontier Outfitter for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Get out and play in your new Jayco travel trailer from Arctic RV. Head out on the road. See more of Alaska as you stay there and play there longer. Choose from Arctic RV's huge selection. Discover surprising affordability and towability in your new Jayco. Quality, comfort, plus amenities and floor plans that fit your lifestyle. Even if you drive an SUV, there's a Jayco travel trailer just for you. See their gently used motorhomes as well. Rough it in style at Arctic RV, 30th and Pegger.
8 decades, thousands of listeners, one radio station. Happy birthday to KFAR Radio.
Well, there's the theme song, which means we're back to Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner. And let's start this half hour by going to the telephones. Good morning, you're on Shooter's Corner.
Hey, good morning, Joe. This is Van out of Salcha here. I was wondering, would you happen to know, are foxes any good to eat? Or have you read one or know anybody that's ate them?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a fox to eat. Most people don't eat them, but I don't know why. Most people generally eat the animals that are vegetarians, like the snowshoe hare, the deer and the moose. But for some reason, they don't eat the ones that are meat eaters. But I don't see any reason why, if you cook it well, you shouldn't be able to eat a fox. You should.
I know they're pretty susceptible to rabies, and I don't know if that could be a concern or not.
No, the cooking is going to kill anything. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Just make sure it's well done. Whenever you cook wild meat, make sure it's well done, and that'll kill any disease or parasites that might happen to be there.
Okay. I got one other thing about your Corth revolver, and I know you said you didn't buy the cylinder for the 9mm.
Right.
And the only reason I could see why you might want that would be, you know, you could go buy 9mm full metal jacketed ammo for way less than say 38 special. And if you were going to go out and just do some blinking and you didn't care about shooting full loads or whatnot, that it would be a lot cheaper, I think.
Well, that's a good point. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for the show every week.
Thanks for the phone call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, let's see. What's next on the program here? Number four. My book. I should talk about my book because I have just told you about the gun show at the university, and I've told you about the open house at the Fish and Game Range the following weekend. And I said that I will be there. I will be there at both of those, and I will have the Corth revolver and the Python at both of those, so you can fondle them if you like. But I will also be signing and selling my book. It's my autobiography, a selected autobiography, and there's a section in there on my wisdom on shooting, and it's intended to help you improve your shooting if that's what you'd like to do. I have taught for 56 years. I have taught firearms safety, firearms marksmanship, and firearms responsibility. And that's all in this one chapter in the book, tips about shooting. But I will have my book on the table at both the gun show and the open house at the Fish and Game Range, and I would be happy to sell you a book for $20, and I will be happy to sign that book to you any way that you'd like, and I'll sign it and put the date on it so that years from now, after I'm dead and gone, your grandchildren can sell that book on eBay for a lot of money. Okay, let's take another phone call. Good morning, you're on Shooter's Corner.
Good morning. I think at one point you were describing your a training program there for bear protection, and you had some sort of moving target arrangement, I guess, that simulated a bear charging somebody. could you talk, I don't know if those are called action targets or what the story is with that, but do you think that's a good training technique for somebody in their backyard if they have a safe? Anyway, perhaps you could talk about these moving action or live type targets. I'll hang up, listen to your response.
Thanks for the question. I'd be happy to talk about that because I taught bear safety for about 50 years here in Alaska, and I've never yet had a student come back and tell me they were killed by a bear. So I guess what I taught must work. But one group that I taught was from Barrow, and they wanted a live action target. And so when we went to, I went to Barrow to teach the class, and it was in the winter. It was lots of snow. It was cold. Man, it was miserable. But we had, they built a sled, and they built a target frame on the sled, and they tacked a bear target to the frame, and they pulled the sled with a snow machine and a long rope. And they would pull the sled toward the shooter, and the shooter had to shoot four or five times, whatever it was, before the bear got to him. And the bear behind the snow machine was going pretty fast. But it made you see the bear is coming at you, and you've got to fire rapidly, and we always had them fire more than one shot. But my philosophy is if you fire one good, accurate shot, the problem will be solved. So take your time, slow down, and shoot one good, accurate shot. Now then, I started teaching that class in Fairbanks, and the people from Barrow came down to Fairbanks every fall to take that class. And so I would go out to the fish and game, the Burrow shooting range on South Cushman. And we would set it up. I built a sled with wooden runners, and I built a target frame on it. And I still have that sled right here behind my shed. I don't use it anymore, but I'd be happy to loan or give it to somebody else who would want to use it. It's got a target frame on it, and I would put the bear target on it, and we would just tie the rope to a pickup truck out there at the fishing at the South Cushman Range, and then we would pull the pickup truck would be behind the shooter, and the very long rope went down to the target, and then when the truck moved, the target came toward the shooter. So it was the same thing. It was a bear target coming toward you at a fairly rapid pace, and you had to empty your gun. We put four shots in the gun. You had to empty your gun and put four shots into the bear before the bear got to you. I think it's a very practical way to do it. All you need is some way to move the target. Now, I saw them doing this in Anchorage at one of the shooting ranges in Anchorage one time, and they had the same system set up, but they pulled the target by hand. They had a man standing right beside the shooter with the long rope, and then when the command to fire was given, the fellow with the rope started running behind the shooter so that the target came toward the shooter. Well, of course, it only went as fast as he could run, but they were doing the same thing. I think it's a very practical thing to do, and I'd be happy to help someone lend them my sled or show you how to build a sled. Thanks for that call, and let's take another one. You're on Shooter's Corner. Good morning.
Bill here, Joe. Joe, foxes, rabies isn't prominent in the interior of Alaska, but the Arctic fox up north is. So, number one, we had dog races in town one day. All the mushers from Two Rivers had to stop at the store and get rabies shots for their dogs. Some guy went up north, shot a fox, brought it down here, gunned it out, kept the hide and suit of meat outside for his dog to eat, and the dog caught rabies from it. So that's how it could happen. So if you're driving a truck north and you see an Arctic fox, I don't recommend shooting it and going playing with it. Unless you're very careful. But anyway, just want to know that I don't think you have to worry about shooting a fox or rabies too much here in the interior.
Well, that's right. You should be very careful. And if you're trapping Arctic fox up north, you need to be careful not to have any nicks on your hands. I would recommend that you wear rubber gloves when you skin the Arctic fox, and then you shouldn't have a problem. But it is something to be aware of, and I appreciate your comment.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, the foxes, we're out there trapping foxes, and be careful when you skin them. Don't cut yourself. hopefully you can wear rubber gloves. That's always good. I want to talk about Clear Sky Lodge. There's a Clear Sky Sportsman's Club. It's a great organization. It's a nice group of people. They have a clubhouse down right very near the Clear Sky Lodge, the restaurant down there. It's about 75 miles out of Fairbanks on the Parks Highway going toward Anchorage. And they have a very active sportsman's group there. They have a trap range. They shoot trap there regularly. And they have special events. And I've been down there for some of them. I've been to their meetings. They're a nice group of people that live in that area. And I just should say hello to Sue and Mary and Peggy and the rest of those people down there in the Clear Sky Sportsman's Club. They're going to have an event on the 5th day of October, and that's just a week from Saturday. And it's a trap shoot, and they give frozen turkeys for prizes. They call it a turkey shoot, and they do it every year, and it's very successful, and people enjoy the trap shooting, and they enjoy taking home the turkeys to cook. It's the time of fall when we should be thinking about cooking turkeys. And so I would say you should plan, if you can, to drive down to the Clear Sky Lodge and just ask directions for the clubhouse. It's over there behind the lodge, just a little ways. You can drive to it. They have a nice old clubhouse, and they're working on putting in a new clubhouse. They're a very active club as well. But they start shooting at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 5th day of October, and they will shoot all afternoon until everybody is all shot out and all the turkeys have been won, and then it will be over, and a meal will be provided, probably a big bowl of chili or whatever. But it's a fun event with a group of very nice people who love shooting, and they do it regularly at their trap club. So I would recommend, if you're a shotgun shooter and the weather stays like it is now, you should go down there on the 5th of October and take part in that turkey shoot with the Clear Sky Sportsman's Club. It's a nice group, nice people. You might even want to join the club. But if you do want to join the club, you have to be a National Rifle Association member in order to join that club, and I think that's a good thing. I hear the music coming up, which means we have one more break to go to. But after this break, I will be right back with you with more news and more phone calls about shooting.
Joe Nava will be right back with more Shooter's Corner.
Hi, Steve with Auto Trim Design here. You can start your car with your smartphone with a CompuStar drone mobile system. And here's a hot deal for our cold climate. Have a regular CompuStar T9 or T12 auto start installed. And in addition to the regular remote start system, you'll get that drone mobile start system for free. So see us today at Auto Trim Design for your new drone mobile system. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center prides itself in having the best qualified professional and licensed audiologists in the state. Now they're helping you even more by doubling your PFD. That's right. You could stop by Saturday, October 5th from 9 to 4, and they'll give you twice your PFD amount towards a pair of hearing aids and hearing products. So if you've been struggling with your hearing and trying to make it fit your budget, walk in and stop by for their Double Your PFD special, October 5th, the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
When you know the person who works on your car or truck, that's worth something. It gives a level of confidence that's hard to come by. That's Rogers Auto Repair. Family-owned and operated, Rogers is your complete automotive repair shop. Tune-ups, winterizing, even engine and transmission rebuilds are all done right in their shop on Dale Road near the airport. So call the folks with experience and a sound reputation. Call Rogers Auto Repair. You'll be their next satisfied customer. Call 479-6665. Rogers Auto Repair.
Winter has never been known to be a subtle season. It's never gonna ask your permission if he could sneak in a day early for a hard frost. That's like expecting a rhinoceros to grow a conscience, right? So when winter shows up, don't be surprised. Protect your RV now with Arctic RV's complete RV winterizing package. Your RV's water system protected all season long means peace of mind and no unnecessary spring repairs. Prices start at only $110 at 30th and Pegger, rough it in style. Arctic RV.
All the news you'll need in one place. This is KFAR Radio, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. KFAR Weather.
A mix of fog, clouds, and sunshine, maybe even a little rain this afternoon. Still highs only going to reach the mid to lower 40s. Tonight could see temperatures dropping into the 20s. However, sunshine returning tomorrow and into Saturday, where we could see temperatures in the mid 50s. We could even see temperatures in the lower 50s as we roll into next week and October. We'll see if that happens. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
You can now find the legendary KFAR on the FM dial at 97.5 in full stereo. KFAR, the heartbeat of Alaska.
Well, there's the theme song, which means that we're back to Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner. And I did mention my book that I'm selling, and I'm selling it for the benefit of the rifle team at the university. They get all the proceeds from the book for their scholarship fund. If you want to buy that book, you can buy it at Frontier Outfitters here in town. You can also buy it at Mark Knapp's store. I call it a knife shop. I'm not sure what the official name is, but Mark Knapp is a fantastic, skilled craftsman. He makes knives and all kinds of other stuff. Ulus, and you just mentioned it. If you walk into his shop, Mark and his wife Angel will show you around, and you'll see this kind of stuff he makes. He makes it out of ivory and bone and all kinds of different things, antlers. He's got all kinds of things that he makes, specializing in knives. And he has agreed to sell my books. You can buy my book from him for $20. And if you buy a book from him, it will already be signed with my name. Now, to get to Mark Knapp's knife shop, you go to Phillips Field Road, go to the end over by the wood company. Near that end is Samson's Hardware. And there's a road right beside Samson's Hardware. And if you take that road right beside Samson's Hardware all the way to the end, and turn right, the second building on your right will be Mark Knapp's knife shop. And you can spend a lot of time in there looking at all the unique things that Mark makes and sells. He's a wonderful craftsman and a good guy to sit and talk to for a while. So if you want to buy the book now, do that at Frontier Outfitters or Mark Knapp's knife shop, or come to the gun show on the 12th and 13th of October, or come to the open house at the Fish and Game Range on College Road on the 19th of October. Let's take one more phone call. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Hi, Joe. I had a question about, in your book, you mentioned shooting beaver in the head, and their brain isn't where we thought it would be, and I'm wondering if you could expand on that. I didn't fully understand. But more important to me is the location where you recommend shooting moose. I had heard years ago, besides shooting him in the lungs, which is a big target, the base of the hump is full of bone. My wife and I have shot several right at the base, and they collapse right there. It breaks their back, the shoulder blade, destroys almost no meat at all because it's all bone there. And it drops them without taking one more step. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that are it depends on the distance and how far the moose is away from you and how accurately you can place that bullet. Going through the lungs is a good, safe shot because if you miss the lungs a little bit, you're into the front leg. and it's a good safe shot for a long distance. If it's a long distance, you can even aim, like you said, at the base of the hump, and the leg is below that. But if you're closer, then I like the neck at the base of the head. If you can strike that neck right at the base of the head, that will put them down instantly and destroy almost no meat at all. So my answer is your shot is good where you put it, but it depends on how far away the moose is and how accurately you can put that shot. I either shoot for the lungs, or if I'm close, I shoot for the base of the head at the neck.
Okay, and then about the beaver and all.
Okay, the beaver. Now, the beaver's head, the beaver swims, and he swims with his nose out in front. And when you look at the side view of his head, that's often what you're shooting at. You'll see the eyes right about in the middle of the head. And in front of the eyes is nothing but his mouth, his nose, his teeth. You can shoot that all you want to, and you're not going to kill the beaver. He's going to swim off and probably die. But behind the eyes is the skull, and that's where the brain is. So if you're going to shoot the animal to kill him instantly, you need to shoot at the back of the head, which is where that little round brain is all compressed. And that's where you want to hit them, and you can kill them instantly. And you can usually get over there with a canoe or something and get them before they sink. That make sense? Well, I don't hear him. I guess he's gone. Is that phone call gone, Troy? I don't think I'm even on the... Oh, he hung up. Okay, but I'm still on the radio, right? Okay, hang in there, Troy. Keep an eye on me. We got a few more minutes to go. I wanted to mention, be sure to vote. Vote on the first day of October. I think that's next Tuesday. And... every election you go to, you wonder who to vote for, but I say vote for somebody that believes the way you do. And we believe in our fundamental rights. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe we should have the right to use our guns, to practice with our guns, and to use our guns legally. We should be able to have our guns and use our guns. And so you might want to think about voting for somebody who thinks the same way you do about the gun issue. Certainly, don't be voting for somebody that thinks you don't need a gun. Okay, that's voting. The other thing was this program is about education, and there are a lot of classes going on, and I've talked to you about the Canadian class that's going to be taught here in Fairbanks by a fellow from Anchorage. His name is Ed Bosco. And he's teaching a class that once you pass his class, you will be very easily able to take your guns into Canada, long guns and handguns, take them into Canada, use them in Canada, take them through Canada. This is the class that you have to take if you want to be free with your guns in Canada. And if you want to take Ed Bosco's class, you have to call him before you sign up for his class, and I'll give you his telephone number. It's a 907 number. The number is 345-4530. And his class is getting filled up rather rapidly, but if this class gets filled, he said, and he has enough interest, he will come back up from Anchorage and teach the same class again at another time. So if you're interested in having free use and transport of a gun in Canada, give Ed Bosco a call. And I appreciate Ed taking the time to get certified to bring that class here in Alaska, because normally you would have had to go to Canada in order to take this class from the Canadian instructors over there in Whitehorse or someplace. But as I said, this program is about gun safety. I am concerned about gun safety. I want you to be safe with a gun. I want everybody to be safe with a gun, but it's your responsibility to pass gun safety on to your children and your grandchildren. And when the children are little, that is before they're old enough to start handling guns, they need the Eddie Eagle message. It's the National Rifle Association Eddie Eagle message for the little kids. And it says, what do you do if you find a gun? And the answer is, stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell an adult. And they have recently changed those words slightly so that the new material says, stop. Don't touch. Run away. Tell a grown-up. I guess they thought that would be easier for the little kids to understand. But my point is, you can go online right now to Eddie Eagle, and it'll show you where you can contact the National Rifle Association by telephone or email, and you can order Eddie Eagle materials, workbooks, stickers, lesson plans, whatever you need to teach the Eddie Eagle message to the little kids. It's free. You just tell them you're a parent and you need this for your family, and they will send it to you free. The National Rifle Association will provide you with the materials free. So don't hesitate to call and ask about that, and teach the little kids what to do if they find a gun. Stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell an adult. And I have personally taught that message to over 7,000 school-age children right here in Fairbanks. Most of them were kindergarten through third grade. That's where that message is most appropriate. Beyond third grade, the kids here in Alaska are handling guns. They're learning to shoot. They're learning to shoot grouse and rabbits, and they're getting ready to go out on their first moose or caribou hunt. And then they need the rules for handling a gun. And that's when you come to the NRA's three rules for gun safety. And number one, I always tell you number one at the end of this program, and that is always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. And a safe direction is away from any person. And if you do that, you'll never hurt anybody with your gun. So remember that rule number one for anybody that's going to handle a gun. Make sure they know, always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. Well, I hear the music, so Troy is telling me that it's time to finish out the program. And I've enjoyed being with you, and I thank you for your phone calls. And I will look forward to being with you at 11 o'clock next Thursday. That will be in the month of October. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
KFAR 660 AM, Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM, Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.